Yeah, she's coming in, Freddy told me. I don't have anything for her right now, but she'll be coming along.
I waited before hitting him with another question. I had to finesse this. I leaned on the railing and casually watched the dealer at the hold'em table put down the final deal of the hand, the cards scraping on the blue felt like quiet little whispers. Five people had stayed in for the whole ride. I watched a couple of their faces when they brought the last card up and peeked at it. I was watching for tells, but didn't see any. Eleanor had told me once that the real players call the last card in hold'em the river, because it gives you life or takes it away with it. If you've played the hand through to the seventh card, everything rides on it. Three of the five players folded right away. The remaining two went back and forth to a call, and one of the men I had watched took the pot with three sevens. What time did she say she was coming in? I asked Freddy. She said the usual time, around 8. Despite my attempt at being casual about it, I could tell Freddy was getting hesitant, realizing his allegiance should be to Eleanor and not her ex-husband. I had what I needed, so I thanked him and walked away. Eleanor was planning on putting our daughter to bed and then coming into work. Maddie would be left with the live-in nanny watching over her. When I got back to the casino entrance, my car was empty. I looked around for Buddy and spotted him talking to one of the valet men. I called to him and waved goodbye, but he came running over and caught me at the door of the Mercedes.
You taking off?
Yeah, I told you, I was just going in for a couple minutes. Thanks for staying with the car, like I asked. He didn't get it.
No problem, he said. You find him?
Find who?
Whoever you were going in there to see.
Yeah, Buddy, I found him. I'll see you.
Come on, man, let's do this thing together. Terry was my friend, too.
That gave me pause. Buddy, I understand, but the best thing you can do right now, if you want to do something for Terry, is go back home. Wait for the agents to show up and then tell them every single thing you know. Don't hold back anything.
You mean including that you sent me over there to the boat to steal the file and get the photos?
Now he was just trying to taunt me because he finally understood that he was out. I don't care if you tell them, I said. I told you, I'm working with them. They'll know it before you even meet them. But just so you have it straight, I didn't tell you to steal anything. I'm working for Graciela. That boat and everything in it belongs to her, including those files and those photographs. I poked him hard in the chest. Got it, Buddy? He physically backed off.
Yeah, I got it. I was just...
Good. I then put my hand out. We shook hands, but there wasn't anything very pleasant about it. I'll catch you later, Buddy. He let go of my hand, and I got in and closed the door. I started it up and drove away. In the mirror, I watched him go in through the revolving door and knew he would lose all his money back to the casino before the night was over. He had been right. He should never have walked away from luck.